This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a rare diplomatic breakthrough. A trio of Americans detained in China now released. Here's ABC's Christian Cordero.
These three Americans, their names are Mark Swiden, Kai Li, and John Leung, were all described by the U.S. State Department as wrongfully detained, and they are expected to soon arrive back here on the U.S. soil for the first time in years, reunited with their families. We know, too, that President Biden has been working on this for years. That's what the administration says, ramping up the efforts in the past couple of months.
Holiday travelers out in force heading to their Thanksgiving destinations. It is the peak day for drivers, and flights are packed, too. At LAX, emotions were high.
We're going to Cancun and feeling really excited.
It's always crazy trying to get to your flight, especially mornings.
I'm scared of planes, so this is an experience for me.
Storms, though, could throw a wrench into some travel plans, and tomorrow rain is in the forecast for the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Chilly temperatures this morning have people wondering, what kind of winter can we expect? With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Wisconsin experiences an average of 3 to 6 winter storms during the season, but last season was slow for snow. In fact, tons of businesses suffered with the lack of it, especially in the Northwoods. But things are changing in the weather pattern.
So a weak La Nina tends to be better for that, to keep it snowing that, and frequent systems, the Alberta Clippers, as we say. So a lot of nickel and dime snow opportunities. More frequent cold air intrusions, too.
That's Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Last week, most of the state saw its first accumulating snowfall. At least one school district in Wisconsin is debating whether to close after two failed referendums this year. The Mauston School District's school board approved a resolution last week to dissolve as it faces a major budget shortfall. The district expects to run out of money in the next 2 years. Voters overwhelmingly rejected a $9 million operational referendum in the spring and narrowly voted down a $7 million referendum this fall, with no beating yes by just 69 votes out of over 5,000 votes cast. Already, the district has left over 24 vacant positions unfilled, frozen salaries, and reduced maintenance budgets. The board plans on putting another referendum on the spring 2025 ballot. If that doesn't pass, the school board has already approved a resolution to close an elementary school, cut all sports and club activities, and eliminate all field trips for next school year. The district's financial woes are the same as over 2/3 of Wisconsin school districts, declining enrollment leading to decreased state funding during a time of high inflation. Mauston is located about 20 miles northwest of Wisconsin Dells. Across Wisconsin, 30% of school referendums failed in the fall election. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go. Download the free Civic Media app on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. I'm Jimmy Kuska for AM 1490 WLCX.
The Bucks get the win without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game, the Bucks learned that Giannis Antetokounmpo could not go due to swelling in his left knee. The Bucks still managed to win 106-103 over the Miami Heat. Center Brooke Lopez and how Damian Lillard led the Bucks with 37 points and 12 assists.
Yeah, he was clearly locked in, you know, and it definitely gave everyone something to follow. He was such a great leader out there, and you know, we all played off him.
NFL, the Packers may be shorthanded at linebacker. When they play the Dolphins tomorrow night at Lambeau Field, Isaiah McDuffie and rookie Edgerrin Cooper unable to practice. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley asked, how did linebacker Quay Walker perform Sunday night against the 49ers?
I thought Quay played his best game. I was really proud of him, and it was really cool to see. I think if you ask Quay the week before, I think he would tell you he didn't play his best game. The way he responded and the way he practiced, it was like he was on a mission last week.
That's Packers coach Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-30s. As more clouds build in tonight, temperatures fall to near 20. And for tomorrow, winds start to whip, creating blustery wind chills. Highs won't climb above freezing tomorrow, and they slide to highs struggling to hit 20 for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Matt Rothschild is going to be sitting in the big chair to break down all the news with analysis and humor. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our outstanding producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Wednesday, November 27th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day!
A Thanksgiving edition. Glad to have you along. We are live here on a Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. If you are listening to us on the road, today is a big travel day. And I'm looking at you always say, well, leave before whatever, 7 or 8 in the morning or after 6 or 7 at night or 8 o'clock at night. Look, there are some people that just can't do that for whatever reason. No judgment here. But if you're on the roadways here in Wisconsin this afternoon, taking a look at the 511wi.gov, all roads right now in the state of Wisconsin are in good winter driving condition. But if you get around, say, Mequon over to the northern part of Milwaukee in that area, there are 15 different traffic accidents right now reported in that part of the state, the southeast part. So from Mequon down to the northern part of Milwaukee in that area, be aware that there are several traffic accidents there. Also on I-41 north 3.5 miles beyond the ramp for County Highway D as in David, the right shoulder is blocked due to a crash there. So if you're traveling north on Highway 41, just be aware of that, just north a little bit there of West Bend, south of Fond du Lac. Otherwise, scanning the rest of the state right now, no other major traffic accidents being reported to the Wisconsin DOT. But again, pack your patience. Please take some extra time. Just be aware that today is a big travel day. And if you're going to the airport, here's a hot tip for you. If you're taking block cheese, say a Hook's Sharp Cheddar or Car Valley cheese, it'll block, that could go on your carry-on. But if you're taking port wine spread or Owl's Nest garlic spread dip, no sir, no ma'am. Because it's spreadable, it does not qualify to go as a carry-on. You have to pack that and it has to go underneath. So there's a hot tip.
It's considered a liquid.
Yes.
I know that because it happened to me.
I bet it did.
At the Minneapolis airport, I stopped at the Katy Cheese Factory en route and they seized my port wine Katy
That's
Cheese.
Terrible.
Which is absolutely fantastic. And they told me I had to check my bag in because I'm an elitist frequent flyer. I never check my bags because they'll lose them.
Trigvi Olson joins us from the nation's capital, former Republican like myself, from the great town of River Falls, now the chief or a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, joins us from D.C. Trigvi, we appreciate you staying around all 2 hours on this day before Thanksgiving. He is there in D.C. He tried burning down his kitchen yesterday with a box, but thank goodness the dog saved the day, and we're not joking around. He said on the electric stove.
You know what made me most angry about my cheese getting seized? What? I said to the TSA lady, I'm like, you should take this home. It clearly hasn't been opened. Mm-hmm. Like, this is $12 worth of cheese, and there were three of them, so it was like $36. Wow. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this stuff is fantastic. Like, you, and she's like, I would so like to take it home, but I can't.
Really? They had to throw it away?
Yeah, they threw it away.
Oh, that is a tragedy right there.
It is a tragedy.
It's terrible. If you'd like to join Trigvi,
you want to hear my cheese story, my European cheese story? I have a great European cheese story.
All right, hang on. If you'd like to join Trigvi, Zomers, and I this hour, give us a call, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 4842. Lots to get to this hour. Yes, I'm wearing my Packers three-quarter zip today because I'm going to be talking to one of the owners of the Green Bay Packers, Trigvi Olson, throughout this hour, talking about the game, the Miami Dolphins, the Finns, the Tuna, the Dolphins, come to Lambeau tomorrow. Tomorrow, a big Thanksgiving Day evening on NBC television, or better yet, you can listen to it on several of our stations in the Civic Media Network. Pre-game show at 5 p.m. in Richland Center, Park Falls, and Kenosha. Trigvi and I will be talking about that. Zomers has a board game of the week. You can do it with your family. This is fantastic, guys. The Northwoods Tradition has been on the air up in Park Falls for over 50 years. Each night of the traditional 9-day gun season, with the exception of the Packers game and Thanksgiving Day, which is the same day, of course, it's going on its 25th year, and it's going to be 2 hours every night. Joel Karnick leads this 2-hour from the woods, actually. And it's got Greg Gunderson. It's got Big G up there. And people call in and tell deer stories, and it's fantastic. You don't want to miss it. It's an open line. They give away great prizes, and it's from 6 until 8 p.m. every night the rest of this week through Sunday, except tomorrow, Thanksgiving. You can hear it locally on 98.3 FM WCQM, or download the Civic Media app, and you can listen to it for free on beautiful Park Falls up there, WCQM. The big 98.3, the Deer Hunters Roundup. Now, that's what I'm talking about, Trigvi. That's part of what makes Wisconsin great. Zomers?
It is a substantial part.
Yeah, Zomers, what do you got?
And also, you can't call in if you do this, but if you want to listen to the previous episodes from this year's hunting season, you can head on over to civicmedia.us and look for the shows and find the podcast.
Oh, very good.
Because you can still hear a lot of fun stories.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So lots to get to. Again, if you want to call in and question for Trigvi, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text on the Civic Media app as well. Talking a little bit about how we can talk, get along with our friends or family over this holiday weekend, and also just kind of some pre-Thanksgiving Day yucking it up a little bit. All right, Trigvi, what's your cheese story?
Okay, so this is a great Wisconsin story in some ways. So when I got when
in
I
some
was
ways.
When
Not
I went
ways,
over
some...
when I went over to work with the Belarusians in 2001, the first time they came up to Vilnius, because I got kicked out of Belarus by Lukashenko and declared an enemy of the Belarusian state.
He's not
so
making that up.
From
it's
Vilnius,
true.
Which was good. Yeah, that's true. But so I was working cross-border from Lithuania. Mm-hmm. The first time we brought them up, you know, it was important. It was healthy because they could have conversations that they couldn't have in Belarus because of the mm-hmm. security situation.
Sure.
So at the end of the the meeting, several of them came up to us and they're like, where do we go to get good cheese? Mm. And my good friend Rita, who is my wife's best friend and was my assistant, we're like looking at each other and we're like, well, you just go to the Maxima store. You can get whatever kind of cheese you want from all over Europe, whatever. Mm. And then we were having the conversation. We were like, what are they talking about? Like, were they trying to send us a message? Where can we get good cheese? Like, what the heck? So the next time they come up, same thing. Some other ones asking us, where can we get good cheese? And so finally, we were like, we have to ask somebody what this means. So we went to this guy, Anatoly, who is we're friends with, and we said, Anatoly, what's the deal with the cheese? Like, what do you really want? Uh-huh. And he's like, well, cheese. And we're like, really? And they're like, and all of a sudden Rita's like, I know what he's talking about. So Rita explains to me, and during Soviet times, they only had one kind of cheese because it was a command economy, and that was the cheese you got. It was right. This bland white cheese. So cheese was something they really liked. So I go back to Wisconsin maybe 6-8 months later, and I'm telling my parents that story. And about, I don't know, 2-3 months later, this ginormous box arrives by DHL. And it's filled with Katie cheese with a note from my parents saying this is for the Belarusians so they can have some really good cheese. I mean, they sent like 20 pounds of Katie cheese, these guys. And so the next time we had a training, we took I charged them a tax, if you want to know the truth. I took a couple of the cheddars out for myself. But then we had a little party, and we had a bunch of this cheese, and we sent a bunch back. And they were like, oh, my God, this is the best cheese we've ever had. And I was like, it's so Wisconsin. You know, there's my parents. They're like, well, they want good cheese. Right? We'll send them good cheese.
Well, look at you. I mean, so, bringing turkeys to Poland and cheese to the Belarusians. I mean,
well, there's a backstory to the reason you couldn't get turkeys. So the thing about, and I'm stealing this from a guy, John Teft, who's from Wisconsin and was the ambassador to Lithuania and then later to Russia and Ukraine. He's a giant in U.S. Foreign Service. He's a Marquette grad from Madison. Really good friend of mine. So John would give, when he came to our house for Thanksgiving, talked about, he's the ambassador, so he said, you got to give the toast, right? And he talked about how Thanksgiving is an American holiday. And one of the things they do, because you can't get turkeys in a lot of places, is the embassies try and get turkeys. They ship turkeys over. You have to buy them. Right. So it's not like the taxpayers pay for them. But you have to buy them. But the embassies help get turkeys into these places. Well, the turkeys that year that I had to smuggle the turkey, the Belarusians had impounded the turkeys on their way from Kiev up to the Baltic states. And so there were no turkeys, which was the whole.
But it's such an American holiday.
Right? It is such an American holiday.
We forget that.
And people in other places are fascinated by it.
Yeah.
It is truly the American holiday. And people should remember that, quite frankly, when they get together with their in-laws who want to have fights about politics. Should just say, listen, you know, Thanksgiving is about giving thanks really for America and its founding and right. what it represents. And let's all be thankful for that.
Right. Yes, absolutely. We're very blessed.
Because if we can't agree that we should all be thankful for that, then there's something you need to look in the mirror, because the extremist is the one looking back at you.
Right. There you go. Ultimately, I don't want to get into the question here before the break. We have a good question we're going to get to you right after the break on the text line. Are you a big Macy's Day Parade person, Drigby? Do you guys watch the?
No.
We enjoy it at our house. I enjoy it. I'm thinking, the more I'm looking at this article in front of me, there's not a Thanksgiving parade in D.C., is there?
No.
I don't think so.
It's like Detroit doesn't have a lot of parades.
No, you're right, except the inauguration.
I think, honestly,
have one large turkey this year.
You know, River Falls has one. The River Falls Day Parade
really?
Is one of my favorite
River
parades.
Falls is a Thanksgiving Day parade?
No. Oh. They're River Falls Days. But Wisconsin and parades, I love parades.
Me too. I'm thinking that next year it could be Trigby and Todd's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We could co-anchor and do a Thanksgiving
Parade.
Todd,
it would be you and I marching down the street. Actually, we could broadcast from the River Falls Days Parade.
Right.
We'll get somebody to tow us in a pickup on
our
flatbed.
You're on.
All right.
We'll be at the River Falls Parade. We'll also be back after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show, taking your more serious political questions, board game of the week, and Packer news. Talking to a Packers owner on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life. The
way sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. Little Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, Mr. Zalmers, you dial up there?
Yep, the Thanksgiving theme. I mean, it's from Charlie Brown Christmas, but right. It is the Thanksgiving theme.
Thanksgiving theme. There is It's Thanksgiving Charlie Brown. Have you seen
there
that
is.
One?
I have.
It's not nearly as well known as a Charlie Brown Christmas, but still a great Howard Schultz, cartoon or made into a Snoopy cartoon, Peanuts cartoon. So, one of my favorites, actually. Charlie Brown Christmas is probably my all-time favorite Christmas.
As it is for most people,
yeah,
I think.
It's fantastic. But, yeah, a little chill music there. Hopefully your Thanksgiving is Charlie Brown-esque. And if you think about it, the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, it was pretty chill. And, it was a very diverse, although it might have been subtle. You had Pepper Patty and Marcy out there taking charge, and the Birkenstocks doing a great job, and you had Snoopy and you had Woodstock, and they were just sitting around outside. They had mismatched chairs and popcorn and toast, and it was all about just being together.
It was,
and being thankful, and that's exactly what Trygve Olsen and we've been talking about here. Welcome back to the show. Trygve Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joins us from our nation's capital. Zalmers here on the board. Your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can join us on the text line as well. Off of YouTube, Tom, watching on YouTube, says, I want to understand how a guy from River Falls got the name Trygve. All right, well, here you go.
My parents.
your parents were of Nordic
no,
heritage.
No, I can tell the story. My parents, there's a lot of Olsons in that part of the world, and my parents thought they should give me an ethnically correct name because there's lots of, Bob Olsons and Ted Olsons. And so they went with Trygve, which it's taken from Trygve Lee, who was the first Secretary General of the UN.
Really?
And my sister is Jersti, which is also a Norwegian name. And
wow.
And it's a blessing and a curse because there are only about four or five Trygve Olsens. There was one in Black Earth when I lived down in Madison years ago in the early 90s. I was getting Sports Illustrated was being delivered to my house and I couldn't figure out why. And then I got a call one day from a guy named Trygve Olsen in Black Earth. And he's like, are you getting Sports Illustrated? And I said, yeah, I am. He's like, that's my subscription. And he's like, and I understand you work for Scott McCallum and Tommy Thompson. And I'm like, I do. And he's like, well, you tell Tommy that his guy is stealing my Sports Illustrated. Turns out, of course, you know, it's Wisconsin. Tommy right. knew everybody.
Of
and
course.
Tommy knew the guy. And so when I said to Tommy, Tommy's like, oh.
Yep, don't embarrass the governor.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. A little more colorful than really? That, yeah. But yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know the guy. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But anyway, yeah. The problem with the name is either, you know, the whole thing about you only get one chance to make an impression. If you make a bad impression, you soil every Trygve that ever exists.
Right. All right. A couple of serious questions here. Talking with Trygve about how we talk to friends and family over Thanksgiving. Michaela, listening on WAUK out of West Bend, says, how do I go about talking to someone who already knows someone who has been impacted by the things they are advocating for, and there seems to be no way to get through to them? For an example, someone who supports a total abortion ban and a daughter, son-in-law, and grandson who are alive because of access to health care. I'd be curious how many people are seeking therapy after the election versus before.
Yeah, so the key thing is to think about other places where the person is a strong believer that government shouldn't be interfering in their rights and actually approaching it that way, I think. Asking questions about other examples. Don't lead with the issue of women's reproductive care, but lead with other places where they don't think government should be engaging in telling them what to do. Mm-hmm. And then pivoting into, over time, how the two are connected. I say this pretty regularly, you know, I became a conservative, and one of the things that is troublesome to me about where MAGA has taken the Republican Party is, you know, I don't want government telling me what kind of shotgun I can own. Mm-hmm. I think the Constitution says that they shouldn't be able. That doesn't mean that we can't address school shootings and other issues. It just means I don't think government should be in the middle of that. I think there's lots of things government shouldn't mm-hmm. be in the middle of. And while I still consider myself pro-life, I carry that over to my daughters. I do not right. want the government telling them what to do. I think those decisions should be family decisions and ones made with medical providers. I think that's intellectually consistent. It took me a while to get there, though. And right. so you need to ask questions in and around that, not leading with what they're going to lock down and you're just going to get talking points.
Todd, listening on WISS at Oshkosh, says, are you guys saying cognitive dissidents? I may be wrong, but I'm fairly sure it's cognitive dissidents. Yes.
Dissonance. You still dissidents. Said, it still sounded like you said dissidents the second time.
Well, I'm sorry for a bad pronunciation.
I'm just saying yeah. for those listening, dissonance. It might sound like the way Todd's tongue is hitting his mouth makes it sound like a D, but he is saying dissonance with an A.
It's a Wisconsin accent, quite honestly.
It's Richland Center, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's just me.
Right. I don't know.
I didn't mean that.
No, I get it. All right, let's go quickly to L.A. Tom, joining us from beautiful Los Angeles, California. Tom, what's the weather like out there on the West Coast?
You know, it's actually beautiful today. Blue sky, sunny.
That's great.
It was around 60 this morning when I walked the dog about 4 miles, so. Yeah, good.
Happy Thanksgiving, Tom. We're up against the clock. You have about a minute. Let's go.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys. That was my question about your name because I've never heard of anybody in River Falls name that. So that's what I was asking. I knew there was a story behind it.
I'm the only one.
You know, there you go. So and you always remember it that way, too. You're memorable. Also, for that woman that just, you know, that asked the question, Todd, I think the better question is to ask, you know, hey, we both agree that a termination of a pregnancy, in this case, may be a wrong, you know, thing against our morals or whatever it might be. But really and truly, the issue is not pro-life versus what the other side will say, which is pro-death. Mm-hmm. The issue is really pro a woman's right to choose or pro government's right to choose.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you so much. Back with more Trivia's response on that. Little Packer News board game of the week. It's the Todd Oppold Show for a Thanksgiving pregame show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Enjoy the popcorn.
Eagle 1490 AM. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. After Thanksgiving is the start of the holiday shopping season. Many Wisconsin cities take part in Small Business Saturday. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
We all know what Black Friday is for shopping, but now more than ever, small businesses need local support. Saturday, November 30th, is Small Business Saturday. Founded in 2010, Small Business Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, has quickly become an important part of small businesses' busiest shopping season. In 2023, the reported projected spending in the U.S. from those who shopped at small businesses on Small Business Saturday was around $17 billion.
You can visit your local Chamber of Commerce website for more information on where to shop in your area. The gun deer season's opening weekend is in the books. With more on how things were different across the state, here's Civic Media's Derek Dritz.
Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened last Saturday, and the DNR has released preliminary harvest numbers. Hunters registered 89,203 deer statewide during opening weekend. This is a 1.8% decrease from last year. However, this statewide decrease doesn't mean each county was behind last year's figures. Deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel expressed how being a deer program specialist doesn't guarantee you a harvest.
I can struggle too. I have yet to see a deer. I hunted in Vilas County opening weekend, and I was in that camp of folks that just were not benefiting from any deer movement, apparently. And I spoke to another Vilas County hunter that had his deer in the 17 years he's been hunting up there. And I spoke to another one that said it was the worst year that they've had up there. And so just an example of the variation. But I can empathize with those hunters that haven't had a chance to see a deer yet. And the season's young, and there's more opportunities waiting for me, I'm sure.
You can find out more information at the Wisconsin DNR our website. I'm Jimmy Kuska for AM 1490 WLCX.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-30s. As more clouds build in tonight, temperatures fall to near 20. And for tomorrow, winds start to whip, creating blustery wind chills. Highs won't climb above freezing tomorrow, and they slide to highs struggling to hit 20 for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I have an all-star lineup of John Legend, Jenny Slate, Adam Brody, and the one and only John Grise, also known as Uncle Rico. And I'm joined by musical guest Eric Ratzak from Ask Your Mother and Eric Jellin from Mascot Theory.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'd walk every step of the mile and think it was really worthwhile to see a parade come marching down the line. I don't know a son of a gun who wouldn't be willing to run to see a parade come marching down the line.
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, November 27th, 24. Coming up in 2025, you can catch Trigvi Olsen and myself on a parade route near you. We're taking the show to parade routes across Wisconsin. That's Trigvi's new idea. Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joins us for the entire show. We appreciate it from our nation's capital. Terry Barr, our wonderful announcer here at the show and also co-host of Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night on Civic Media. Great writer, great person. She says, quote, I have seen a gun. This is, I cannot believe this. Terry says, I have seen a gun that shoots little packs of cheese curds at a parade. We got to get one of those, Trigvi.
We do.
Holy criminy sakes alive. Give me that.
You want to know what I just learned on social media, Todd?
Hard to tell. Give it to us.
It's something that makes Wisconsin unique. So they have a thing, the most Googled Thanksgiving recipes in every state. Wisconsin is the outlier. Green bean casserole. It's the only state where the most Googled recipe is green bean casserole.
Really?
Yeah. And it's, you know what I'm making tomorrow?
Green bean casserole.
And you had I'm to making Google it. My nana's, my grandmother on my dad's side, green bean casserole.
Very good.
And you know what? The only person who eats it at our Thanksgiving every year is me. And Eric is like, why are you making that? No one eats it.
It's comfort food. It reminds you of home, right? So there.
Correct.
Tony on YouTube says, so proud to live in Wisconsin. That makes three of us, Tony. Zomers makes four. It's a great state. Great place to be from. Great place, to live.
Best on the planet.
It is. And, wherever you are, you've always got a piece of Wisconsin in you, even if you're not living here like Trigvi is. Lots of phone calls to get to. Let's get to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. Karina, listening in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for calling in. Happy pre-Thanksgiving to you. What do you have for us?
A happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too. Well, Todd, this is what worries me the most. And, going off the fact... going off the fact that the Democrats are pro-choice and Republicans are pro-life, I tell you the facts, okay? Mm-hmm. From 12 to 16 weeks, it's the time for a female to have that lab, which will tell you if there is something very, very wrong with the child. Now, it's including Down syndrome, open spine disease, no brain thing when a child born with no brain. So you want me to deliver all these children as a female, okay? Most of these children, not Down syndrome, but most of these children will die in the first months of their life because they are not sustained for a life. What's happening next after a couple hours, like with no brain, unfortunately?
Yeah.
They approach you and they say, hey, you know what? I understand the child is going to die and I'm so sorry. But you can save so many people with the donating of a child's organs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is something fishy in here. And I really do. Because to push so many females deliberately have delivered and go to term knowing that my child have no brain.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Karina. Thank you so very much. And you know, I don't want to go too far down the road on this, Trigby. You've talked very personally about this issue before, you and your family. And I think the bottom line here for me is, and to Karina's point, we don't know a situation unless we've walked in those same shoes before, unless we've been down that road. It's a very personal issue. And, you know, it's real one that really came to a head this election. But it's going to have to be, I shouldn't say going to have to be, but I think probably advisable as we move into the next election cycle to try to find somewhere that we can come to some kind of common ground on this.
Yeah, I think, I think there's a piece of us as a country that struggles with hard choices, right? And maybe we all do as individuals, but I mean, the truth of the matter is we have been really lucky as Americans, particularly our generation, to have lived in a period of more peace and relative prosperity than any other point in humanity. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, sometimes that trend turns and we can sit around and be pessimists about it and say, oh, we're not up to it. Or we can do what other generations of Americans have done, which is rise to the challenge. And, we'll see.
Yeah. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Tom, listening in beautiful Grafton, Wisconsin. Tom, I appreciate your listenership. You have a question for Trigby.
Yes. Trigby mentioned that he is pro-life. I am also, it seems to me that the abortion issue really was a turning point for this election, meaning that the pro-life Republicans, a lot of them knew that by voting for Trump, it would not be good for their own best interest. But because of the abortion issue is so strong, and it's not getting any less, especially in areas, and that's where it really turned against the Democrats. And the Democrats, you know, lost votes, meaning that the Democrats didn't vote as much as they had in the previous election. I think it's not being talked about enough, the influence or the impact of the abortion issue on this last election.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate the call, Tom. Again, Trigby, we got a lot of things we got to get to. It's certainly an important call, an important issue, but I think it goes back to a comment on this. I think it goes back to, and you're doing research on this, Carville's doing research on this, other people, that where people get their media, their information, what they believe to be as news and facts, where they're getting that from this election cycle is very different than previous election cycles, and it has contained misinformation, which has led to some of these results, right or wrong.
I think it's contained a lot of self-conforming information, you know, and I will say this, you know, Republicans and people in Republican politics are taught to build narratives. Democrats talk about issues. And if you look at a lot of the advertising this cycle, Republicans were building narratives and Democrats were talking about issues. And we're humans. We think in terms of stories and narratives, and Democrats need to do a better job at doing that.
Agreed. Let's get back to some of the other things. About Michaela from West Bend, who had that question earlier on AUK, said, thank you so much, Trigby, for that suggestion. It makes a lot of sense. I'll be thinking about other areas they want the government to stay out of. I hope that you all have a safe, happy, and healthy Thanksgiving and not too much of a hangover on Friday, Todd. Now mom's going to where she goes, you just talk about this so much, people are going to think you're a drunk. I talk about it as a joke, but you know, yes, I enjoy a nice drink, but no, I'm not sitting home finishing off, you know, a bottle of whatever a night. No, but
you know what I got for my, what? For my Thanksgiving beverage?
What?
Root beer.
Good
and I bought
you
a fancy root beer. I'll have probably glass of white
I'm
wine.
I'm going to see mom later
I drank
on.
So much in college that I decided
see, I
a while back. I don't really I need to drink a lot anymore.
Right. I didn't. See, mom's going to say, I was here this afternoon. She's going to say, you should be more like Trigby and drink more root beer. Llama in Madison on WMDX says she wants Nana's recipe for the green bean casserole.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty simple. You get a can of mushrooms. And you get cream of mushroom soup.
Oh, can of mushrooms and the cream of mushroom. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, and then you get the green beans, string French-style green beans. You put them in there. You put cheddar cheese on top of it, and then you sprinkle it with, you know, the French onion, like deep-fried onion.
Dried, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you do. It's real simple.
Wow, it's look good. At that. See?
But get good, the key to it is to get really good, sharp cheese. Don't screw around with, like, you know, just a bag from fine. I don't want to bag on cheese. Sargento's or anybody else, but I would go to it. I would get like cheese from,
go to legit cheese factory.
Katie cheese. In fact, right after this, you know, my daughter, Kaya, who you've had the chance to meet, and you met Ula too. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Todd. For, one thing I am thankful for this year, I'll just shout this out. What you all don't know about, you know this, Todd is a fantastic guy. But I am thankful for the fact that Todd has been a really good mentor to my daughter, Ula, who he's gotten to know and is helping her with a Girl Scout project that she's doing. And
my pleasure.
It says a lot about you, Todd. My daughter, Kaya, we were at a place in Chicago, a steak place, when we went there for the game. We always go to a steak place. And they had this Merlot deep fried brie in Merlot. And my daughter Kaya, who's 13, went and found a recipe on the YouTube. And I'm right after we get off the air, I'm going over to a cheese shop that she's identified that sells wine and cheese, Arrow Wine and Cheese. And she's already picked out, and I bet it's going to cost me a boatload, but that's what she wants to make for the appetizer.
Wow.
Isn't that
very
nuts?
Very Tony. The Tony suburb of DC. We didn't have brie and wine for appetizers at Richland Center.
Seriously. I know. Yeah.
All right.
And she's like, we need good crackers to spread it on, Dad. That's
right. Right. Yeah. A good old hearty cracker that makes a big difference.
Saltines are a good old hearty cracker from.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I enjoy that. I enjoy a Ritz, but
Ritz is fancy, Todd. You Richland Center people.
All right. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Zomers, you ready? You want to do this quick? You want to do a little board game of the week?
Sure.
Right. Here we go. Board game of the week. Let's go.
Welcome back for the Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving edition of Board Game of the Week. So last week, we had a very interesting game, Gloom, where you have a weird family that you try and have a miserable life and then die. Okay, anyway, we're moving past that. But it uses transparent cards. Not a lot of games do that, but I found another one that does.
Really?
That is tonally absolutely opposite.
What's it called?
It's called Canvas.
Canvas.
So in Canvas, you have an easel and, you know, a canvas, and you're all competing to make paintings. So each of the transparent cards has pieces of paintings on it. Like there might be a person standing at a certain height, or there's a building on one side, and they all interact in interesting ways. Like if you have a person there and you have another one with a bird, it might be the person's reaching towards the bird when you put the two cards together or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so you're trying to arrange them to make the most interesting painting, first of all, just to look at. Second of all, to hit different aspects. At the bottom, there's like a row of scoring areas. There's like four or five of them. And the one with the person might have points for having an interesting subject. And the one with the bird might have points for having interesting colors. Mm. And you try to get something that looks the best and scores the most points and win awards.
Nice.
And I haven't played this one yet. I just found out about it a couple days ago.
How many people can you play or be on the teams or whatever?
1 to 5.
All right.
It seems like 4 is the best. Playing it by yourself seems kind of
useless. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. But unless you're just trying to figure out the rules.
Right.
But it's pretty simple. It's really not that hard to figure out, so you shouldn't need to. So it is $35 or $50 for the deluxe edition, which if you go on the website to buy it, it defaults to the deluxe edition. I point that out just so you know, you don't have to pay $50. It comes with a few extra cards, art cards, and some wooden tokens instead of cardboard ones. But if you don't need that, $35 is what you can pay for that.
All right. Very good. What's it called again?
And you know what, Zombers? The thing is, for people getting together at Thanksgiving, rather than talking about politics, find a good board game to go and play.
Absolutely. Make some paintings together.
Yes.
What's it called? And if you really want to do it upright, you know how, like, after college and during college, everybody comes home for Thanksgiving, and then the Friday you get together?
Right.
So do you remember the game Balderdash?
Where yes.
you make up definitions for words?
Yeah.
Right. So... one year, Friday after Thanksgiving, all my buddies and stuff, we'd get together. We decided ahead of time, one of the guys, every single definition would be something obnoxious and obscene about his family or him.
You can make him modify.
All right. Name, yes. name of this one?
Canvas is the board game of the week.
There you go. Canvas board game of the week. Don't go anywhere. Packer update next with an owner right here on the Civic Media. Ready to...
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it's 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News Radio. Tune in then, update on sports and weather as well, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show this afternoon. I believe is there a guest host today, Mr. Zalmers? I'm not sure. But anyway, the Maggie Dawn Show, regardless, it'll be a great show. Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon, 2 until 4, followed by Dom Selvia, Pete Schwabba, and Nightlight, Rick Smith Across America, and then Native Roots Radio with our friend Robert Pilot. And it looks like Maggie is in the host chair, so that'll be fantastic. Join Maggie immediately after our show today. Then don't forget, coming up on Friday, right here on many of our Civic Media radio stations in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and the old hometown of Richland Center, it's a 9 a.m. pregame show, 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday. The Minnesota PJ Flexters will be visiting the Wisconsin Fickles at Camp Randall. I will be there dressed in a snowsuit with some hot coffee and maybe something else with Rob Wheat. And we'll be trying to cheer the Badgers on. A must-win game for the Badgers to go to the Rose Bowl and not break that 22-year streak of going to bowl games. One of the
Rose Bowl. They're not going to go to the Rose Bowl.
Did I say Rose Bowl? I didn't mean
you said Rose Bowl.
I didn't mean you're, it. Bowl.
They aren't
bowl.
Going to the Rose
Bowl.
No.
But they have a 22-year streak of going bowling, of going to a bowl game. All right. And so that's on the line. And who knows? I mean, if they lose out, who knows what's going to happen? Wisconsin football, just a mess, unlike Wisconsin basketball, which is undefeated. But tomorrow, on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, the Miami Dolphins visit the Green Bay Packers. Pre-game show starts at 5 p.m. at Richland Center, Park Falls, and Racine, Kenosha. Ken!
What's the weather forecast, Todd?
Cold. In the single digits. Yes, in the single digits. It will, in fact, be frozen tundra. Like, well, now they got heaters up there. But it's going to be cold. And so
people need to go and get their electric socks and vests.
Like Trigby. Packers like owner Trigby Olsen joins us now to discuss a big game, Trigby. Again, the Packers had a nice win over the 49ers, but at times didn't look great. Of course, the Bears go over to Detroit. They look fine. What do you think? How do you feel? How do you feel about the Dolphins? They don't have a great record, but they've been looking pretty good the last couple of games.
I feel good about the Packers' chances against the Dolphins.
All right.
I think they'll come out and play well. They're hurting a little bit at linebacker, though. Cooper and McDuffie are out, so that's not so great. But, you know, I mean, we saw that in the game against Detroit, right? Like, the way you attack the Packers is to hit the center of their defense.
Yes.
You know how you attack the Badgers?
How?
You just run at their defense or pass. True.
Or anything else.
Do whatever.
Yeah. You show up.
Right.
All right, you show
but
up.
But I think the Packers, you know, I like the Packers' chances. Here's the thing. They should be a wild card team, right? They're going to be a wild card team. They're probably, maybe they catch Minnesota, maybe they don't, but they're probably going to end up playing the winner of the NFC West or the South. Neither of those teams, Atlanta and Seattle at the moment, are that great. We're going to be out to see the Packers play Seattle, Todd.
Yeah, just awesome. A couple of weeks. I can't believe it's coming up.
Yeah, we're going to do the show from out there. Yeah. It would be great fun. But I just think, you know, the Packers have a really good chance of getting to the second round. And then we'll see.
Anything can happen.
Trending in the right direction. Yeah. And yeah.
No, anything can happen.
The Packers are good.
I feel good about the chances against Miami because I do believe a little bit, especially these teams, but particularly Miami. These guys are just not built for single digits in Green Bay on Sunday. I think the weather could have a little bit of a factor to it. And also, more importantly, I think the Packers are just a better team right now when they execute than the Dolphins. So I'll take the Packers.
It would help if Jair plays because Tyreek Hill is... You know, Jair is kind of made for covering him. But I just think, the Packers, they're a diverse team. And honestly, you know, you got to give Gutekunst credit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not only did he bilk the New Yorkers. Mm-hmm. In fact, that guy's now out of a job because apparently Aaron Rodgers is the GM and coach of the
And
of
now
the
saying Jets. He doesn't want to play with the Jets next year. So that means he'll come to Minnesota next year.
Yeah. Oh, good luck with that. I hope he does. But you know, Gutekunst built them, and they've got the future looks good for Green Bay.
Yeah,
they got a lot of young guys.
Yep,
and beating San Francisco was great because San Francisco's kind of had our number.
Yeah, they were banged up a little bit, but yes, always good to get a win over the 49ers.
Hey, what's the deal with Wisconsin signed some big time quarterback?
Yeah, it was like a 4-star.
Did you see that?
Yeah, he's a big deal, but. But I think that, and this point's been made by people smarter than me, the Badgers need a win tomorrow. I mean, this is a big deal. If they don't win tomorrow, that will be the worst record, the first time they've had a losing record in almost a quarter century. And this guy was brought in to get him to the playoffs, and in 2 years, they could end up with the worst record in the last 24 years for Wisconsin. And I don't know. And now with the transfer portal and all this stuff, I mean, sure, okay, so you got this kid isn't supposed to start playing for another 2 years anyway. If they don't win tomorrow, if this program isn't going in the right direction, they're going to lose a bunch of these big recruits they've had.
Well, it makes you wonder. I would love to understand the dynamics. Like, does Chris McIntosh, the AD, eventually become getting scrutiny for letting Chris
go and
going this route?
I mean, Tony Zimmerman says this kid was supposed to go to Michigan, but they went after a bigger name, and so the 4-star came to Wisconsin. I think that's correct.
Yeah, I saw that.
So
that's what I read.
So I think you're right, Trigby. I mean, McIntosh, the new AD that took over for Alvarez, he rolled the dice on this hire of Fickell. So we'll see how it turns out. Trigvy, in all seriousness, my friend, I'm thankful for you, your family, and for all you do for our show. We really, really appreciate you, my friend. And most importantly, I appreciate your friendship. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Yeah, you too, Todd. And to everybody at Civic and Sage, I'm thankful for what you guys do every day, the whole lineup.
Appreciate you, my friend. Thank you. And appreciate you, Mr. Zomeris. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. All of you out there, a special Thanksgiving show tomorrow for you. Tune in then. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is the talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490 AM. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll replay our visit with dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser about how Trump's mass deportations would hammer the U.S. food supply.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life. The
way sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above lacrosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.